from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There you go. Just call John Ritchie, you know, Al. I don't think he likes it, so I will encourage you to call him out.
A man walks down the
street. Sure does.
Says, why am I soft in the middle?
Why?
Now? Why am I soft in the middle of the rest of my life?
If anyone's soft in the middle, though, it's me. Let's be real.
So true. All
right, here's the story. It's spring break. This is a true story. Spring break, 2000, my senior year in college. And me and some buddies go down to New Orleans and then over to Panama City. Like 6 or 7 days, like three or so days in each city. It was great. So we're in a bar in Panama City. And my buddy, just being, you know, funny-ish but kind of jerkish to me, as we walk in, he takes my arm. He takes my hand by the wrist. And he lifts my hand in the air the way a referee in boxing would lift the arm.
You got the decision.
The boxer that's won the fight, right? So he goes, he's here! He's here! The champ! The champ is here, right? And I'm like, what is going on? I'm sure we're all
this
drunk,
is so great.
Right? I'm like, what is going on here right now, right? And this really good-looking gal walks up to me. And she just takes her hand, and she just starts pressing my stomach. And she looks at me and goes, you're no champ. And she walked away.
What a queen.
Yes.
That was right. A queen move.
So, in that song, Soft in the Middle, every
always
time I hear that song, I think of that moment.
So
my friend does me dirty, and that and she was right.
Well, it's
soft
like that.
In the middle.
It reminds you of Beverly Hills Cop 2 when he pretends that he's this
no
President
champ.
Gerald Ford. You don't recognize Gerald Ford right. In the strip club? That's great.
Unbelievable. By the way, let me give you a Ford fact, because I'm reading a Ford book right now. Then we'll get all back to all the good sports talk. Ford fact. Tell me if the three of you know this. Show the camera. We got John Ritchie, Ashton Sullivan, and James Seltzer here. Tell me if the three of you know this. Gerald Ford, not born Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, born Leslie King.
What?
That's a big difference.
Gerald Ford, Michigan man, not born in Michigan. Gerald Ford, born in, you ready for this? Because I'm reading a book. Nebraska. 2 weeks now. I'm sure people in the 70s knew this, but I don't think it's made it 50 years later. John,
I definitely have not heard this.
Of puzzlement. You ready for this? It's a sad fact, but thank God his mom did what she did. 2 weeks into his life, Gerald Ford's father is hitting his mom so often. 2 weeks in, the mom says, we're out of here.
Wow.
She takes the two-week-old baby Ford back to her parents' home in Michigan.
Wow.
She ends up a short time later, Her boyfriend and then eventual husband is a man named Ford.
Wow.
She renames the baby Gerald Ford. That's how we got President Gerald Ford, and he's a Michigan guy.
Wow.
Incredible.
That is incredible.
And you would think that's the kind of thing we would have known.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway.
When I was a freshman, he came and spoke to us.
That must have been cool.
Sat in on our practices one day. I was just struck by how normal and like healthy.
He seemed like a normal dude. Yeah.
As normal as can be.
Yeah, for being a president.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And apparently he was pretty damn good at Michigan.
Great athlete.
Yeah,
he was a great athlete.
He had a shot to be an NFL player and chose not to go that route.
My impression was that he was a bad player because for some reason he had this klutzy, the media had created this klutzy
persona. Well, he fell down the steps
when
a long time.
He tripped down the steps to a private plane going to Japan or something. But he truly was an outstanding athlete. He was a guard,
I think,
Wolverines.
All right, 215-592-9494. To the phones in just a moment. One story that developed after our show yesterday as it relates to the 76ers. So Woj has reported on this. Shams has reported on this. Let's give you the Shams report about Buddy Hield. So here's what Shams reported yesterday. Justin, the Golden State Warriors are in serious talks on a sign and trade deal to acquire Buddy Hield, league sources tell The Athletic. Warriors and 76ers have been in deep discussions, working to finalize the deal for one of the NBA's best three-point shooters. Now here's my question. Now, obviously, we can't, as we sit here today, judge whether this will be good or bad for the Sixers. We have no idea what they'd get back, so there's no way to know. Here's my question to you. Would you want Buddy Hield back? And let me put it a different way before you answer that question. So I understand the inclination of many will probably be no based on how he looked here as time went on.
He didn't look.
However,
he wasn't even playing.
However, I will just throw this in. If Buddy Hield had never played here and was, you know, Buddy Hield, which is who he is, he's Buddy Hield. Like, he's the kind of guy, James, a lot of people would be like, yo,
go get Buddy Hield.
Go give him a couple million dollars.
No doubt.
Don't have a shooting guard.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's your starter. Maybe he's your sixth man. Go get Buddy Hield. Like, are we to just judge Buddy Hield purely on that last month? Because remember, he started good here. In the beginning,
started good,
he was
stunk, but he ended amazingly. I mean, his last game couldn't have been better.
Like, I'm not out on Buddy Hield. I'm not saying I'm dying to have him back, but I think a lot of people are like, oh, that guy's a bum. Get him out. And look, he probably will be out. I don't think this report gets to Shams and gets to Woj.
I have no problem with him being out.
Well, you know what, John? You got to get somebody. You lost Melton. You're probably going to lose Buddy Hield. The rookie's probably not good enough. I mean, it can't just be three guys and good luck. Like, those three guys, Embiid, Maxey, and Paul George, and I should say Oubre, right?
But let's be honest.
Three plus one, and then it can't be good. Like, you got to have other dudes.
I understand, but now, with the way we've spread ourselves thin, it's going to have to be guys who don't have interest from other teams. Like, really? Like a Kelly Oubre, who has exhausted his options,
Well, he got more money this year, so there was a market for...
Because he played well last
year. Yeah, there was a market for him this year.
He played well. It was his last opportunity to do that. We need to find more guys in that boat.
All right, let's go to the phones. A lot going on here today, including a really solid Phillies win yesterday. I mean, they are like, it's like a clock that breaks, but it still somehow works. You know, it's like they have like six or seven or eight guys out, but they keep winning. The clock keeps winning. And yesterday, the Braves lost. Phillies won. Big game by Mercado. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say. Well, yeah, it's a big game by Mercado.
It's
only absolutely five innings,
was.
But given what you expect from a seventh or eighth starter, and that's what he is at this point, a seventh or eighth starter.
They plugged
five
him
innings,
in there.
One run.
He was not overwhelmed.
Yeah.
The first hitter that he faced, he threw four balls.
He settled down, though.
But he got grooved in immediately following. He gave up some hits here and there, but it wasn't too much for him.
Look,
and it was really encouraging.
He gave him 15.
And there was bite on his breaking stuff.
Yep.
He could heat it up when he needed to. It seemed like his location was a lot nicer than what I expected. He was a lot bigger and better than I could have hoped.
I agree. He was terrific, and then Trey Turner was great. I mean, Trey with the three hits, the four RBIs, and the two home runs. That was a big-time game. I had a lot on that, and then obviously the Eagles as well. 20 days to training camp, the Hurts Sirianni thing. And do you agree with the poll result we had at yesterday's show where 86% of people in our poll yesterday said they believe the Eagles have a better chance to win the championship this upcoming season than the Sixers. I do not agree with it. Do you agree with it? Why or why not? Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, crew. What's up?
What's up, bud? Good to hear from you, Dan. Dude, it's been like a month or two.
I know. Life's in the way right now.
As long as you're okay. If you're okay, I'm going to rip you for not calling. If you've had some life issues, then God bless you, sir.
I'm okay.
Yeah, all right, well, then call more often, Dan. I mean, what the hell?
Dude, if it's just this work thing or this sleep thing, get your ass up and call our show, all right?
It's a noise thing. If I'm driving my truck, it sounds like there's machine guns blowing behind me.
Well, there's always something called the pullover. Right?
That's what I'm doing.
The pullover.
Listen, I'm making an effort. That's all I can do.
Good man.
Hey, this is the first – well, first of all, of course the Eagles have a better chance to win a championship before the Sixers. Until the Sixers get out of the second round, which they historically have not – I don't even want to talk about them. They're irrelevant to me. It's just, I think it's a messed up organization. I don't think we'll ever win with Joel. I've been saying that for years. So that's my Sixers point. As for the Eagles, what I was saying to Jimmy was, this is the first time ever, I'm 45 as an Eagles fan, that I feel like the city is actually starting to take the coach's side more than the quarterback's side. I just find that to be an interesting dynamic here. That
you know what hurts? You know what hurts? So I golfed yesterday, and a buddy said to me, he's like, he's just so boring. He's so, so boring.
Yes, and, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, it was like, oh, he's cold. That's awesome. That's a great personality when you're a leader. And then last year when it was like you needed him to do something else, it just, yeah, that I would say that. He's so boring. And I don't think he's boring outside of Philadelphia, because when you hear him do, like, national interviews, like after the Pro Bowl and stuff, he has a different personality. So I don't know if it's somewhat of an.
Well, I will say this: I put little into the Pro Bowl. I mean, that's happy times. I'd like to hear a national interview in March. What he's like, I tend to think it's probably very similar. I don't know. I haven't really heard them, but I mean, the Pro Bowl, they're just in the sun running around. I mean, if you can't.
Well,
have
remember
a smile
before the
face.
Pro Bowl, that's when they had their talk with them, and that was reported. They were expecting more personality out of him. And I remember watching the Pro Bowl, those activities, and thinking, yeah, he really is trying to do what they've asked. He's smiling more. He's more garrulous, like talking to everyone that he sees.
Well, he also did like a 30-30, I think it was, like with about money, like how athletes spend their money and stuff. And they were interviewing. It's just a whole different cadence to his tone. And it just seems like two different personalities, this Philadelphia personality and outside of Philadelphia personality. So I don't know. Next time you see him,
I'll check that out. Look, Andy Reid had that. Andy Reid, when he was here, had the Philadelphia personality. I'm going to basically tell you almost nothing, never joke. And then when Andy Reid, while being the Eagles coach, would get on the national shows, he was yuckity yuck guy, which, by the way, is, I think, a lot of his natural inclination. But he didn't want to show it here, and nationally he would show it. And I always remember being annoyed that Andy would do that.
But wasn't that interesting to you that was there?
Like, yes. I'll have to see what Dan's talking about.
That was there with Andy.
I find it hard to believe that there's much there with Jalen.
You'll say, well, with that aside, I do think he's going to succeed. I do think he's a good quarterback, and I think he will lead us to a championship way before.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
For the 76ers.
All right, Dan, give me an answer here. A moment in a movie when a character realizes something.
When Michael Corleone realized Fredo had been in Havana before, and he knew it was
a big answer.
Oh, man. That is massive. He
broke
kisses
my heart.
Him on New Year's Eve. And
broke my heart.
Does he know when he kisses him on New Year's Eve,
yes.
does he know
yes.
he's going to kill him?
He does.
Of course he does, yeah.
All right, let me ask this question. Did he make the right decision, James Seltzer? Would you kill your brother under those circumstances?
No, I wouldn't. I would not have.
Did Michael Corleone, Mafia Don, make the right decision?
I don't think so. No, I really don't. You know, I think there has to be a line somewhere.
All right, Ashton, would you have a brother or sister, Ashton?
How can that be the right decision?
All right, let's say your brother or sister, like, it was kind of he got shot at his home because of this. Am I remembering this right?
He did get attacked because Fredo didn't want him to die, but
right.
Fredo's actions led it
All
to
right,
happen.
Ashlyn, if your siblings, if your sibling unintentionally
his foolishness
put you
his,
in a position where you get shot and your wife gets shot,
you've
shot,
got a foolish
shot up at home.
Sibling.
Would
Who's
you
always messing
would you
up?
Who
also has a complex, like that you're the younger brother, he's the older brother, and he's the one who's the Don. And
I'm smart!
Everyone
thinks I'm dumb!
I'm your older brother, Mikey!
What is the situation I'm in?
215-592.
What's the analogy?
Well, here's the question. Ashton,
would you
kill your sibling? That's the question.
What's the circumstance?
Richie will kill the sibling for you.
I'm not killing your sibling. Ashton, have you not seen the Godfather movies?
I'm not killing.
Ashton, have you not seen the Godfather?
Yes, I've seen them.
Okay. Right, that's all. Just would you kill the sibling? Yes or no?
I would rather just shoot Patrick to teach him a lesson, but I don't want him to die.
The correct answer is
yes! Don't kill the sibling, maim the sibling.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get to
listening.
There you go. Let's get to Richie calling from Northeast Philly. What's up, Richie?
Hey, John, you might want to cover your ears, but Joe, as somebody who will be voting for you as president of the United States one day.
Oh, God.
Thank you, sir.
I had a troubling dream, though, that your first press conference as president of the United States, I saw you standing there telling the media, I did not have relations with that cantaloupe.
Richie!
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, it would also be truthful, unlike Billy Clinton there. That's all right.
Listen, I wanted to touch base on something that Joe, you and Rhea joked about this last week at the Brigada with who had a worse day, Jeffrey Lurie potentially having to cut a check for close to $500 million.
Right.
Or Bryce Harper. And you made me think about it over the weekend, and I don't think that this is a laughing matter in the sense that the one advantage that the Eagles have and Howie has is the fact that Jeffrey is willing to cut checks in upfront bonuses to keep guys on the team, to bring in free agents, and to keep those cap hits lower. And I don't care who you are. If you write a check for $500 million, that is going to affect the bottom line. And I'm wondering if that could potentially affect the Eagles going forward. And do you think that this is why he's looking for minority investors, because of the potential of this happening?
That's an
interesting question.
It is. All right, so for those that don't know what Richie's talking about, let me just back up here. So the NFL last week lost a lawsuit. Now they're going to be appealing and all this. But if this holds, the NFL owners, each owner is going to have to pay about $150 million for a lawsuit they lost related to the DirecTV. And it's a whole sort of thing about, I think monopoly might be the term, I'm not quite sure. But bottom line is antitrust issues come into this. And there is the thought that the 150 might get tripled, and I'm using 150 as a rough number. It could go up to close to $500 million that each owner, not all of them combined, each owner may have to write a check, $449 million. All right. Richie, the simple answer to your query is I don't know. I mean, we'd have to know how much money Jeffrey Lurie has and whether he has $3 billion or whether he has $7 billion, and then the difference that would be made by a half a billion dollar check. I don't know. It's an interesting thought. Obviously, what you're talking about could become a factor. I hadn't thought of it yet, and I guess time will tell. And is that a reason why he's currently looking for another owner to come in and sell a portion of the franchise? Maybe. Maybe.
Could be that influx of cash to offset the lawsuit.
Hey, listen. It could be. I mean, Lurie's got a lot of money, but he's not, you know, Microsoft. You know, he's not, you know, there's some guys like Paul Allen. Is he dead? Paul Allen alive?
Paul's dead, yeah. But like David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers,
correct,
is an example.
Yeah. He's not that.
Steve Cohen in baseball. You know, these like people worth, you know, $15, $20 billion, yeah, as opposed to someone whose main income comes from the team that he owns.
Yeah. No, know? Richie, the good news in this case is all the owners would get zapped close to a half a billion. So, yeah. I, you know, but to your point, yes, as Elliot has described it many times to us when he calls in, you know, Lurie, there's a cap, but there's also cash. And with the signing bonuses, Jeffrey Lurie has prioritized the Eagles winning and been willing to spend more cash than other owners. So that's an interesting theory, Richie. I don't know the answer, but we'll keep our eyes out for it. Give me an answer here, my man. A moment in a movie when a character realizes something.
How about when Bruce Willis, Dr. Krill, realized at the end of The Sixth Sense? I think we all know what he realized.
Yeah, that's okay. So
Great answer.
Yeah,
man.
We're going to get big answers today. I don't know how we're going to judge this one. We're still trying to judge yesterday's Twitter poll question, which is brought to us, or today's the Twitter poll question related to something yesterday. Twitter poll today brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering quality certified pre-owned vehicles at great prices every day. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Yesterday, by the end of the show, we could not figure out the answer to this question. Which of these actor or actresses has the best combination of two TV roles? Is it Bryan Cranston with the two roles that he's most famous for, Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle? Is it Julia Louis-Dreyfus with her two most famous roles, Seinfeld and Veep? Or is it Ed O'Neill with Married with Children and Modern Family? All great answers. You can vote at SportsRadioWIP on Twitter. And we'll ultimately award yesterday's prize today by way of figuring out how people vote. Now, speaking of moments you realize something, you guys know I wouldn't call it a crusade, that's too strong, but you guys know I have been clear that I think J.J. Redick is not cool.
Well okay. Said.
Not cool. I really enjoyed him here as a player. I mean, he was banging in like 17, 18 points a game. He's one of the great three-point shooters we've ever seen the Sixers had. It was the first adult to kind of join the room, you know, where someone actually signed with the Sixers and said, I choose them.
Who's less cool, J.J. Redick or Drake?
Drake.
You don't think Drake's cool?
Well, he's not cool because of the whole Nick Nurse thing and the Toronto Raptors fan. And who's a fan of the Toronto Raptors back in 2019? And then he's somehow hanging out with LeBron. He's a LeBron fan. He's a Lakers fan. He's wearing Lakers jerseys.
Joe also said like, Nick aside, Nurse man. Is not cool.
Well, no. No, I didn't say that.
He said bad name.
No, I said a bad name. He's a Nick Nurse, bad name guy. I mean, Ashlyn, let's say your last name is Nurse. You naming the kid Nick?
No.
Right?
I just hope my last name isn't Nurse.
I mean, Nick Nurse, bad name.
I'm not dating anyone with the last name Nurse, just in case.
All the nurses, all the Mr. Nurses, you got no shot.
So you agree with him that Nick Nurse is a...
It's not a good one. No.
Yeah, wow. That's right. Nick Nurse, bad name.
I thought it was a good name. I like the alliteration.
No problem with it. The double N.
It's a strong. It sounds like a comic book
character.
It does.
Like
it sounds like he'd be a superhero. Yeah,
yeah like yeah, a superhero character.
But he's
character.
Not. He's not. He's a basketball
coach. How do you know, Joe? How do you know?
Well, we'll see. We'll see this year if he does a better job. Look, here's my point. I think Drake is kind of a dork, but whatever. Yeah,
a big dork.
Deal. Well, yeah. I mean, the whole Raptors thing and the Lakers thing. It's like, all right, get enough.
He thinks he's cooler than Drake.
But here's the point.
I'm picking that up.
But here's the point. Redick has annoyed me for a while, and I think more and more people are onto it. Let me give you exhibit number like 37 on the J.J. Redick thing. So, John, you know that, you know, Bronny James drafted last week.
Yes.
We all could see this coming.
And they made sure everyone was seeing what was going to happen,
right.
And
we
it was going to be their way or else.
We all know he doesn't really, quote, deserve it. Yeah, we know that. He's not. He doesn't deserve to be a second-round NBA pick. He got it because his father strong-armed not only the Lakers, but the whole league through the agent Rich Paul by saying, like, if all the other teams take Bronny James, he won't play for you. He'll go to Australia. By the way, that's not even the main thing. Don't tick off Rich Paul, because then free agents aren't going to sign with your team. Like, that was really the tactic. So everyone fell in line, and no one else took him, and then the Lakers got him with the 55th pick, like a lot of people thought they would. So yesterday, you know, Bronny James in his introductory press conference, I mean, what a tough spot for that guy. It's really unfortunate for him. I mean, he's in a spot where a lot of people basically think his presence there is a joke. And, you know, I mean, he's appreciative of the opportunity, you know, and he's very appreciative of it. And he kind of alludes to that and kind of thanks the Lakers for that, to which then J.J. Redick jumps in. He's like, oh, hold on a second. And if you don't think Redick's a fraud before, listen to what Redick said yesterday.
With Bronny, I want to clarify one thing you just said, which is Rob and I did not give Bronny anything. Bronny has earned this, right? Bronny talks about his hard work. Bronny has earned this through hard work.
He earned what? His father and the agent strong-armed the L.A. Lakers. Bronny James, and it is really a window into what really happened. Bronny James, the word he used was given. He was appreciative of being given the opportunity. And J.J. Redick saying, no, you weren't given it, you earned it. I mean, for the love of God. Are you kidding me? This J.J. Redick guy is a fraud.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.